Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the 25th chapter of Matthew. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. I do not know, nor have I ever met Kenny Soriano Garcia. Even so, from what I hear, he is the kind of person whose hand I would like to shake. And if you're wondering, let me tell you what I've heard. Kenny works at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago. It's not the kind of job which pays very much, and his position on the cash register doesn't get much praise. In Kenny's case, that ought to be changed. Recently, an elderly man in a wheelchair came up to the counter and said, Help me, please. Apparently, the man needed some assistance cutting and eating his meal. Now, McDonald's can be a busy place, and everybody on duty is expected to pull his weight. It would not be stretching the truth if everyone working behind the counter had said, I'm sorry, sir, I can't leave my post. That's not what Kenny said, and it's not what Kenny did. Kenny shut down his register, went and washed his hands, put on gloves, and helped the man with his meal. The person who saw all of this said, It was the kindest and most humble thing I had ever seen. Eventually the story made it on the news, and Kenny's employer said, This is a true testament to who Kenny is. Me? I think Kenny is a young man who realizes ringing up orders for hamburgers and fries is not his only job in life. Being a cashier may be the job for which he gets paid, but it's not his only position. If you take a look at our Savior, you will see he has the same attitude. Even as he carried all of our sins on the cross, even as he was dying for all of humanity, he still made sure his mother would be cared for. He still spoke a personal heavenly promise to the good thief who was dying next to him. Now, I don't know what you do to earn a living. I don't know what work you perform to put bread on the table. Even so, I am reasonably assured that the Lord gives you special opportunities to step out of that role and do special work in the Savior's name. By God's grace, may we all recognize those chances and, in thanksgiving to the Savior who gave himself for us, respond as we are able. As Jesus said, As you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that Jesus saved the world, and he has saved me as an individual. Moved by his grace, may I show my thanks by reaching out and helping others. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.